Nidarim Perek Dalad Mishnah Dalad. Hamudar Hanah Mechaveru V'Nichnas Levakro. If a person makes a neder not to have Hanah from his friend. Now the case of the Rav points out is the person that's sick is the one that makes the neder that he doesn't want to have any Hanah from this other guy that's going to visit him while he's sick. Usually, it seems that in the coming cases, the person that makes the neder, it's like usually a guy that's just shooting himself in the foot, so to say. So if this happens, and now his friend that's healthy is going to visit him, Omer Avalo Yoshev. So when he does Bikur Cholim, he can stand, but he shouldn't sit. The Rav points out they were talking about a case where they used to get paid for sitting by a Chola. So because they usually got paid, and this guy is not getting paid, so it's giving him Hana of Mammon. However, when a person is Mevakur Chola, he's being Mekayim a Mitzvah. So when he's standing, similar to like Hashavas Aveda, like Taisus Yantif brings, Sheet of the Rambam, the person that's doing the mitzvah is really doing it for himself. He's getting a mitzvah. And it happens to be that a byproduct is that other person's having anah. That's different than actually giving him a tangible benefit. That's also to do. So when he sits, that's giving him a tangible benefit because he's being mochel the schar that he normally would get. But when people stood, they didn't, like the Rav says, it's such a small period of time, people didn't take schar for that. Umrapeu rufuos nefesh avolo rufuos mamon. And he can heal him like a doctor. Seems that we're not even dealing with advice, we're dealing with physical healing, what he would do to him. Rufus nefesh, which is his body, meaning if the guy himself was sick. And remember, we're dealing with where the sick person does not want to have hanah from this guy. And what's the reason that he's allowed to heal him? So the Rab brings from the same din of Aveda. The Torah says, Vashevo so lo, you should return it to him, referring to lost items. It's also coming to include, the Gemara says, Hashavas gufa, returning his body to him. So you get a mitzvah, almost like Hashavas Aveda, person has a mitzvah to do Hashavas Gufo. But the Mishnah says, Avalo Rufus Mammon, but you can't do Rufua to his Mammon, meaning, let's say, his animals are sick. On the animals, you can give consulting, interesting, the Rav says. Tell him what to give the animal, but you can't actually be Merapa, the animal. Now, the Ran says that that's only if there's another doctor for the animal. If you're the only one that can save this animal, then also you can do it, because that's no difference of also Hashavas Aveda. You're going to be saving the animal. Now that would mean that when it comes to refuas aguf, if we're saying that the animal is usur in the cases where there's another doctor for the animal, and we're saying that a human, to the mirapa, this guy, this human, is mutter, that must also be a case where there's another doctor available. So why is it mutter for you, vashivo solo, by a person, even if there's another doctor that can heal him? So on this, the Ran brings the Yerushalmi that says by refua, very interesting. Even if there are other doctors, the lashon is lo min hakol adam zochel lisrapus. Person's not zocha to have refuah from every single doctor. In other words, there are specific doctors, it seems, that have more mazel or zchuyos to serve as the shliach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give refuah to people. And that's why you can't say, I can get refuah from another doctor, because it's not true. Mishnah continues, V'roichet imo bam batya gedola, and he can bathe with him in a large bath, avalo biktana, but not in a small one. Because in a large bath, he's not going to add heat to it. So he's not going to really be giving him hana. But in a small one, just his body heat will be giving more hana, because it'll be warming up the water. V'yoshen imo bamita, and he can sleep in the same bed as him. Farsal points out, obviously we're not dealing with a bed that belongs to the one that he asserted himself on. Rebbe Yehuda Omer b'mosachama, avalo b'mosachshomer. Rebbe Yehuda says, this only applies in the summertime, but not in the winter, because in the winter, warming up the bed is considered a hana. Umeisiv imo al hamita, and they can be meisiv together, unlike the couch they would use when they used to eat back then and do haseba. And the Rush points out that we're not choshesh that they're going to sleep, like they'll fall asleep on a shoulder or whatever. And they can eat together at the same table, and we're not afraid that they're going to share with each other, because mistama, the Rush points out, they don't like each other at all. It's not like two friends eating meat and milk where you have to make a hecker. Here, they don't like each other. Nothing's needed. But not from that large bowl that they would eat from, because we're afraid that when one guy gets the food in front of him from the tamchoy, he's going to eat a little bit less to leave over for his friend. But he can eat from a tamchoy that's chozer. So the way the Rav learns, a tamchoy chozer means that the big bowl, plate, whatever, that the platter is going to go back into the kitchen, I guess, and they're going to refill it. So there's no chash that he's going to leave over food for him. You can't eat from this avis. The avis is a very large kli. It's like a super platter. They'd put food on this platter for the workers, because here we're afraid that he's going to leave it over. And he shouldn't cut his field ba'omen. Omen is a lashon of like parallel. We had this actually in the beginning of Peah. Teisantip brought down there, based, if I recall, is on the Maral, when they set up borders for Eretz Yisrael. That lashon of omen was used, that the borders lined up with each other, if I recall. Just the way a craftsman or professional does things. So too, one should not cut in the same line as this person that can't have hana from him. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's sheet. And Meir holds that even if they're far away, where you're not really helping him at all. The chashash really is that according to Meir, you can't do that because we're afraid that if you cut your field in that same line, parallel to the way he's cutting, that eventually you'll cut right next to him. And when you cut right next to him, you're going to make it easy for him to cut when he needs to cut or plow, or whatever he needs to do. Chacham disagree. They say that you can do this when you're far away. It's only an issue when you're close by.